Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Tuesday, March 26th, brought to you by the Spirit of America Bike and Car Show. It's the 2024 Red River Valley Motorcyclist Spirit of America Bike and Car Show, Saturday, April 13th and Sunday, April 14th at the Alaris Center. See a wide array of vintage automobiles and motorcycles. Tickets are only $10, with veterans and kids 12 and under free with a paying adult. There'll be live music, award ceremonies, a beer garden, and over $100,000 in multi-raffle ticket prizes, highlighted by a 2024 Harley-Davidson Road Glide Special, a Polaris Northstar Edition Ranger with trailer, and a 2024 golf cart. Net proceeds benefit Law Enforcement Memorial Park, Veterans Honor Flight of North Dakota, Minnesota, Journey Home Animal Rescue, Red River Valley Community Action, and many other local charities. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit the Alaris Center box office or go online to the website rrvmnd.org. All right, well, your weather today, cloudy and windy all day. Things will start to look a little better by tomorrow. Our high today, right around 28 degrees. Bond is set at $1 million for a Grand Forks man who made his initial appearance in court yesterday afternoon in connection with an exchange of gunfire with Grand Forks police last Friday. Jeffrey Simpson Jr. faces a dozen felony counts and three misdemeanors, including burglary, two counts of domestic violence, terrorizing with a dangerous weapon, four counts of attempted murder, and three counts of reckless endangerment with extreme indifference. Simpson was arrested during the execution of a high-risk search warrant of the 3300 block of Primrose Court South. Neither Simpson nor police officers were wounded in the gunfire exchange. Preliminary hearing is set for May 6. Grand Forks man facing several charges accused of leading officers on a chase around the city earlier this month. Court documents say 34-year-old Jamie was arrested and charged Friday. He faces charges for fleeing, reckless endangerment, and speeding, among others. Documents say the chase began just after 8 p.m. on 17th Avenue South. Officers say Jamie sped through red lights, and at one point the chase had to be called off. Deputy later picked it up. The chase ended when Jamie crashed into a tree on Gateway Drive. Jamie's being held at the Grand Forks County Correctional Facility. One man was arrested over the weekend in Grand Forks, accused of throwing rocks at a homeless shelter. Nathan Jesse Johnson, 43, facing charges related to damaging critical infrastructure. Court documents say officers were called to Northland's rescue mission around 9:30 p.m. Saturday. Documents say Johnson was throwing rocks at the building and that he hit a natural gas line, causing a leak. Court papers say he took off in an SUV but was later stopped and arrested by officers. He's being held in the Grand Forks County Correctional Center. We've got more news, but first, let's hear something from EyeSight Drone Services. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you? Well, U.S. Department of Homeland Security agents have opened an investigation of hip-hop star Sean Diddy Combs, searching properties connected to him in Los Angeles and Miami. As an agency spokesperson said yesterday, now the inquiry was being directed by Homeland Security Investigations agents in New York, where he was accused by a former girlfriend in a lawsuit filed in federal court in November of engaging in sex trafficking. Finally, in sports, Atlanta Falcons owner Arthur Blank does not believe his team is guilty of tampering with then-free agent quarterback Kirk Cousins before officially signing him earlier this month. Now, Blank said the Falcons will deal with the outcome of the NFL's investigation into potential tampering, whatever it may be. Now, the Falcons and Cousins' agent had agreed to terms during the so-called legal tampering period, the 2 days before the start of the new league year. And Major League Baseball spring training, the Minnesota Twins shut out the Atlanta Braves 4-0 yesterday. Two teams play each other again today at noon. And that's your morning update, brought to you by Albatross Indoor Golf. Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in a round of golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls in the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up, team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome, too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around. All right, well, Hidden Agenda's back today at 11 o'clock, and as usual, we'll talk about presidents, both good and bad, borders, health, and more. So make sure you tune in and make sure you like, share, tag, and follow us. We're out there on every app, all right? Hey, we all know the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.